Shockwaves are still being felt from Seymour Hersh's book, The Price of Power, Kissinger in the Nixon White House. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Hersh's book is crammed with accounts of domestic and international duplicity by the Nixon administration. Kissinger brands the book a slimy lie, and pro- and anti-Kissinger forces have squared off. Here's Hersh.
I think the reason for the anger is in part because they genuinely feel aggrieved that somebody would dare to do this. You know, how can they dare challenge a man whose records are clear? China, SALT, they say, Vietnam, a bastion of strength during Watergate. And on the other hand, I think part of the overreaction that Kissinger had and what others have had, it's the bitterly dividing Washington. I mean, it's the people, somebody was called me this morning, in fact, at my hotel to tell me how tense things are at cocktail parties.
Hersh believes Kissinger had a long ride and that his most enduring diplomacy was with the press corps.
If I'm pricking the balloon, A, that's what I do for a living, and B, I can only say that their exaggerated reaction is a symptom of their vulnerability.
The idea for the book came when Hersh was working as an investigative reporter for the New York Times. He was called by James Silverman of Summit Books, whose story idea was in a single word.
We had to go to lunch. We went to lunch, and he said, Kissinger. I thought about it. And I talked to a few people, and we all agreed, nah, who cares, he's out of power. And so I dropped it, and I went happily at the New York Times. A couple of years later, he came back with the offer. He made the money a little better. He said, how much would it take to get you out of the Times? I didn't think I'd get a leave, because there would be some antagonism about that. And I didn't get a leave, and I did the book. And so the genesis for the book came from a publisher.
Hersh was forced to quit the Times to write the book.
I didn't want to. I wanted to get a leave, but Abe Rosenthal said no. I have to tell you, as I told him then, I thought it was one of the dumbest decisions I've ever heard of. You know, I couldn't believe it, but he did it. He made the decision, and I'm out of the Times, and I won't be back, I guess.
Quitting the Times to write The Price of Power was just the first step in a 4-year ordeal for Seymour Hersh. That next on BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. It was scary, but he did it. Seymour Hersh quit a secure job at the New York Times to write about Henry Kissinger's days in the Nixon White House. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. The result is the controversial book, The Price of Power, which Kissinger calls a slimy lie. The first of the 4 years Hersh worked on the book was spent doing interviews, 700 of them. Hersh says his notes were detailed, and after a while, an outline appeared.
I have an incredible memory. And I don't think this is a sign of IQ or anything. It's just one of those gimmicks. I can remember phone numbers, for example. You give me a phone number, I'll dial it twice, I have it. I have it for 5 years, maybe. I lose it eventually, but I have it. And, you know, some people have that kind of memory. That helps.
Kissinger's memoirs were Hersh's Bible. He also spent 14 days in Hanoi. But Kissinger's own papers were unavailable.
All of Kissinger's documents about the end of the war, he squirreled away. They just don't exist. It's the most amazing phenomenon. I think it's the greatest theft of government property I've ever heard of. He and Nixon apparently have copies, but there's no other copies anywhere. Some of the documents are there, but some of those secret back-channel documents just don't exist. You can't get them. It's not even a question of asking for them under the Freedom of Information Act and being told they're too classified. They're not there. He took them out of the government.
After many months of research, Hersh retired to a private office near his Washington home to write.
Basically, what I would do is go to my office, walk around, lie on the floor sometimes, take a nap, you know, and then finally, after about an hour, get up and begin to writing is obsession.
But even after he had finished writing, the book was far from complete.
The editing took months and the copy editing took months. You know, literally months. I'm 3 months just to copy edit it. We went over it line by line, and every time I wrote sometime later, the copy editor said, please give date. Every time I made an assumption about something, she said, please either say he did or did not, call him and check and make sure this is correct. That's the kind of stuff that paid off, that kind of awful work I was put through.
Hersh says the accuracy of the book was confirmed by an independent checker, and despite Kissinger's denials that he was involved in widespread duplicity, Seymour Hersh stands by his work. It's called The Price of Power, Kissinger in the Nixon White House. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.